Y'all might be excited to hear on 99.7 DJX. The new season of Dancing with the Stars was announced.
Dancing with the Stars.
Julia Stiles.
Yes.
Julia Stiles.
Like, I was like, where has she been?
Yes, like, what movie was she in? Can't Fight the Moonlight? That was the song from the movie that she was in. Coyote Ugly.
Was she in
that? Was she Julia Stiles? Was in that dancing stuff?
With the Stars, live on ABC and Disney
Okay,
Plus.
She was in Save the Last Dance.
Save the Last Dance. That's definitely what it was.
It was not Coyote Ugly. But she was in 10 Things I Hate About You, Save the Last Dance.
Yes, of course.
She was in Born Identity movies.
Of course. Oh, yeah, Born Identity. Yes. That's with, my
but
boyfriend.
But Save the Last
Damon.
Dance. She did some dancing in that. Now, I think she did have a body double for some of it, like the ballet stuff.
Well, we're going to get to
allegedly, but
her up close with Dancing with the Stars.
And she looks amazing. She looks great.
Sure.
She looks great. Jenna Dewan is already getting some hate. Jenna Dewan, you would remember from Step Up.
Okay.
From 20 years ago with Channing Tatum.
Oh, wow. Okay. All
and
right.
And they got married.
Okay.
They've been married. And so she has got a legit dance background. Like, she's a professional dancer. So she's going to be amazing. She's paired up with Val.
Right.
So they're going to be incredible. Now, and this is what they're saying. Like, listen, doesn't mean you can't have any dance experience to be on Dancing with the Stars.
For sure.
You just have to be a celebrity.
Right.
They want people that are going to be good.
Yeah, because some of, like, the people who are tragic is
awful.
Terrible.
It's
and seeing them.
And we all feel bad. So you got to have some really, really good people that are going to be amazing to watch.
Giada from the cooking show, Cooking Network, Olympic gold medalist, Amber Glenn, Paralympic gold medalist, Ezra French. Yeah. Glee star Harry Shum Jr.
He can dance.
Tatiana Ali
from Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Yep, and Taylor Hanson.
Where did he come from?
Taylor Hanson. I'm sorry. One of the sweet boys.
Sweet boys from the Brothers Hanson.
From the Brothers Hanson.
What? That was a wild card. I was
not expecting to see a Taylor Hanson.
So do you know what that means? You will be hearing Hanson music.
Oh, you will
this
100% hear them dancing to Hanson.
And I am guessing they might even bring the brothers to perform during one of his dances. It would only be the correct thing to
do. And then we need Alfonso to do his little dance.
Of course he will.
For the Hanson brothers.
And Alfonso's probably going to do something with Tatiana Ali.
Oh my gosh,
that's
right.
Play his sibling.
Yes, of course.
I mean, and Savannah Banana Jackson Olsen, he was one of the early ones.
Yes. So yeah, I will say, Dancing with the Stars was never a show that I was really that into. But then But then recently, though, like with my daughter, she got way into it, and so I found myself locked, watching these episodes and getting emotionally invested in these dances and going, are you kidding me? This person didn't get, like,
that's a 10. This is a 10. Give them a 10.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, Len, what are you doing?
I kind of jumped off the bandwagon when they let go of my sweet, sweet boy, Tom Bergeron. I love Tom Bergeron. I thought he was a perfect host. I got mad about that. So then
I think Alfonso's fantastic.
Alfonso's fantastic. Yeah. So is Julianne, because she was an amazing dancer.
Yes.
Derek Hough is one of the judges.
Sure.
That little power sibling duo.
That lineup
like
that they have right now
of
is
the
good.
Organization for sure. But I will say that I have kept up by watching the YouTube videos, because they post all the performances on YouTube.
I watch it in real time.
Day. Oh, that is impressive.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like,
I've been watching window shopping on YouTube, but I haven't shown up in the ballroom.
Then
in
you're
real
not.
Time.
Then you're not a real fan.
I was, and
you're,
I haven't been.
Well, you're not.
And I might
just
be
saying,
back.
You're not a real fan.
I'm just saying I might be back.
Okay.
They got a good lineup this season.
It's a slippery slope, Kelly.
I know.
It's a slippery slope.
I'm finicky.
You start one episode live with everybody, and then you get pulled back in.
I know. We'll see. We'll see how long I last.
So anyways,
if I go back to window shopping on YouTube.
Yesterday, I go into the back, or into the other area of our radio station, and I see our a couple of our coworkers huddled around a computer, and I'm like, "What are you guys doing?" They're like, "The new Casper Dancing with the Stars just dropped."
Really?
Yes. And I was like, "What?
Wow.
What?" I was like, okay. "I didn't know it was that important." Okay. But okay,
all right, okay.
So
that's great.
So that's great. So so yeah, season 35.
Season 35.
Season 35. Is amazing.
And I'll say Guillermo from Jimmy Kimmel is going to be one of those that probably won't last long.
He probably won't.
And he's paired up with Whitney Carson, who's won the show a couple of times. She's incredible, but she's also pregnant.
Mm.
So it's probably like, we're going to give you a low impact partner.
Well, I was going to say, and
he's
it's like
flipping her around and doing all the things.
That, and it's like, okay, we know you're pregnant and all this, and I'm sure you can dance and you can do all the things.
She's
obviously
amazing.
She's amazing, but like at the same time, we're gonna pair you with someone who you're probably not going to be on super long.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we want you to be on the show because everyone loves you and you're a fan favorite and you're amazing. But you're not going to have to do much with this one because he's not going to have
So that is Wednesday in a couple weeks. In a couple weeks, Wednesday the 16th, that's when it will impact my life.
When you get to hear Dancing with the Stars with Carrie Ann and Nova, Bruno Tognoli.
That's right.
And
Dancing with the Stars.
Hoff.
There it is.
I love the British announcer. He's just great.
I'm wrapped in again.